This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Officials said Russia launched new missile attacks on Ukraine Thursday, injuring at least 11 people in different parts of the country. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Officials in Lviv, near Ukraine's border with Poland, said three people were slightly injured there, while two schools and a kindergarten were damaged. Yurko Nazorik is the co-founder of a private school in Lviv. Fortunately, there were no children here. Even if the attack happened during the school day, the children would have been in a bomb shelter. There were no children in the school at the time of the attack, so there are no casualties. It was the second series of Russian missile attacks so far this month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports on the White House confirming Russia has obtained a, quote, troubling anti-satellite weapon.
The White House confirms Russia has obtained an anti-satellite weapon, but is urging calm. National Security spokesman John Kirby specifies the weapon is not operational, and while Russia's pursuit of it is troubling.
There is no immediate threat to anyone's safety. We are not talking about a weapon that can be used to attack human beings or cause physical destruction here on Earth.
The White House confirmed the intelligence after a vague warning yesterday from House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner, urging the administration to declassify information about a serious national security threat. Kirby says that process had already started and says Turner regrettably warned of the threat anyway. He says the White House will try to directly engage with Russia about the weapon. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Trump's New York hush money case will start March 25th. It's the first of his criminal trials. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
That decision from the New York judge overseeing his hush money trial, the former president calling it election interference, speaking from the hallway outside the courtroom.
I'll be here during the day and I'll be campaigning during the night.
The Republican presidential frontrunner is also under indictment in Washington, D.C. and Georgia for election interference and Florida for mishandling classified documents. This New York case brought by the Manhattan DA about alleged payments to keep extramarital affairs from coming out during the 2016 election, which Trump denies, is considered the least legally perilous of the four. In Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
An FBI informant has been charged with lying to authorities about a multi-million dollar bribery scheme between President Joe Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company. The claim is central to a Republican impeachment inquiry in Congress. Prosecutors say Alexander Smirnov falsely told FBI agents in June 2020 that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden $5 million each in 2015 or 2016. The allegations became a flashpoint in Congress over the summer as Republicans demanded the FBI release the unredacted form documenting the allegations as they pursued investigations of President Biden and his family. They acknowledged at the time that it was unclear if they were true. Police in Kansas City, Missouri, Thursday provided an update on the mass shooting towards the end of Wednesday's Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade that left one woman dead and 22 injured. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters, Police Chief Stacey Graves said the victims ranged in age between 8 and 47, and half of the 22 people injured were under the age of 16. She said they have three suspects in custody, two of which are juveniles.
Preliminary investigative findings have shown there was no nexus to terrorism or homegrown violent extremism. This appeared to be a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire.
Graves said the investigation into the shooting remains very active. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Venezuela's government has ordered the local UN Office on Human Rights to suspend its operations and has given its staff 72 hours to leave the country, accusing it of promoting opposition to the South American country. Foreign Affairs Minister Yvonne Gill announced the decision at a news conference in Caracas nearly a week after Venezuela detained human rights attorney Rocio San Miguel, which set off a wave of criticism inside and outside the country. Gill said the UN office established in 2019 supposed to improve the protection of human rights. He says it has become a sounding board for discourse against the government instead. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.